8 days after the worst terrorist attacks in France since the 1990s, French police conducted a series of raids across the country this morning. President Nicolas Sarkozy says 19 people were arrested. Weapons were seized in some of the raids, including AK-47 assault rifles. Mohamed Marai, 23-year-old Frenchman of Algerian descent, was shot dead by French security forces after a dramatic standoff, you'll recall, last week. Marai had claimed responsibility for the killings of 3 Jewish schoolchildren, a rabbi, 3 paratroopers, and the southern French city of Toulouse. The Takeaway's Irva Gunja has been reporting from Paris this week. She joins us now to discuss the fallout from the Toulouse tragedy. A pretty interesting week to be in France, Irva.
It definitely is, John. I actually arrived in Paris just 2 days after the shooter, Mohamed Merah, was shot and killed by police. And so that weekend, that immediate weekend right after, everyone had said kind of the same thing. They were totally in shock from the shootings. The country had been shaken by this. And lots of people compared this to their 9/11.
You know, what has put people on edge is that this whole set of events, and now the arrests this morning, have suggested that there is a latent tension inside France related to issues of assimilation, issues of ethnicity. What are you finding?
Well, that's an interesting point because right after the shooting, people weren't just talking about terrorism in France. It wasn't just a conversation about France's problem with terrorism or Islamic extremism. It was a conversation about whether or not France had a growing problem with racism and anti-Semitism, and whether in the aftermath of these shootings, these racial communities would turn on one another. So on Sunday, last Sunday, I attended a rally in Paris that was aimed at raising awareness about issues of racism and anti-Semitism in the country. And there were actually several rallies like this held throughout the country. The biggest one was in Toulouse, where the shooting took place. But here in Paris, what I found was everyone was attending the rally because they were really worried that France's communities would turn on one another after the shooting. I talked to one woman, Angèle Novier. Listen to what she said.
Ce tueur a voulu atteindre la France.
The killer wanted to hurt France and its strong diversity. He killed people because of their religious faith, but also because of the color of their skin. Today, anybody can say, I don't like you, I am against you. Racism is visible, yes. But we resist. We say, we are France.
Interesting. And we are France in the middle of an election campaign, so all of these comments from French citizens have political significance, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, the timing of the elections could not be more significant here. They're 3 weeks away. The shooting happened, and everyone at this rally said that the shooting had somehow influenced the decision that they were going to make in 3 weeks about which candidate to support. So in Angèle Nouvier's case, she's a lawyer. She's from the Caribbean. She is a French citizen. And she says, I'm going to support François Hollande. That's a socialist candidate. And she says, because racism is such a big problem in France, and he's the only candidate who she believes really supports France's racial diversity.
And I would suspect that within the Muslim community in France, this is even more pointed.
Definitely. I think Muslims are really worried about the rise of Islamophobia after these shootings, and they're really concerned about the rhetoric that they're hearing on the campaign trail. You hear from the far-right candidate and from Nicolas Sarkozy a lot of conversation about cracking down on immigration. And people seem to think, and I think the feeling is, that the lines are really blurred when they talk about cracking down on immigration and when they talk about cracking down on Muslim communities. And there seems to be the feeling here in France that they're really just talking about the same thing. So Muslims are particularly concerned about what's going to come after these shootings and what they're hearing on the campaign trail. Listen to this one woman, Jalia Sadier.
Je lui en veux beaucoup. On attend les élections pour parler d'un tel ou d'une telle.
We wait until the elections to talk about these issues, but we should have been talking about this long before, a long time ago. The government had to act to prevent terrorism and violence from settling in France. In the 50s, immigrants used to live well together. We used to go to school together. There was solidarity among French people. And in the last few years, France is degrading. Everything is turning sour.
Dégradation en France.
Fascinating. Tell me a little bit about Dalia.
So she is one of the women I spoke to at the rally. She is an older Muslim woman. As you heard in the tape, she was in France in the 1950s. So she's part of a class of people who immigrated to France a long time ago. And the interesting thing, she's Muslim. But John, try to guess who she's supporting in the election.
I have no idea.
She's supporting the far-right candidate, Marine Le Pen. And that's really interesting for listeners who don't know. Marine Le Pen has been known for being incredibly, incredibly tough on immigration and the Muslim community. And a lot of Muslims in France think that she's particularly racist against them. They think that she wants Muslims out of the country altogether. And the reason why Jalia Sadier is supporting Marine Le Pen, She told me that's because Marine Le Pen is the only candidate who's truly honest about the problems. Since Jolie is from a class of immigrants who came here so long ago, she really thinks that there are true problems with the immigrants who come to France today, and that none of the candidates are brutally honest enough about it, except Marine Le Pen.
So you're describing here a division within the immigrant population in France. Are you seeing that as a reality?
Oh, I think that's definitely true. I think there's a class of immigrants who came here a long time ago who really feel French, who don't really talk about their roots coming from North Africa or anywhere else. And they have children here, and those children, they feel completely French. And a lot of those children, they're better educated. They have better socioeconomic opportunities. And then you see a group of immigrants who just recently came to France in the last couple of decades or the last, you know, one or two decades. They live in the ghettos. They have fewer opportunities, and people really see them as being the problems. But what a lot of Muslims have told me, a lot of Muslim leaders especially, is that most French people don't see the distinction between that old class of immigrants, the new class of immigrants, and they just kind of group together all Muslims in the same category.
All right. So before we go, where is this headed? I mean, what are the pundits saying? How is the French media sort of casting this election in addition to all of these circumstances that you've described?
So the latest poll came out here yesterday, and there was a lot of conversation about whether or not Nicolas Sarkozy would do better in the aftermath of the shooting. And it turns out he has done better. He's risen in the polls. He's now got a lead over his biggest challenger, François Hollande, the socialist candidate, by about 4 percentage points, which I believe is the biggest lead he's had so far in this election. So he's definitely doing far better in the polls. And, I mean, I think we'll just see. The elections are in about 3 weeks. We'll see if Nicolas Sarkozy can hold on to that lead, if he can continue to take voters away from Marine Le Pen. That's really where he's trying to target what he's saying. And we'll just see what happens in about 3 weeks.
Well, indeed, looking deeply into the social fabric there dealing with the aftermath from the Toulouse tragedy in France, the Takeaway's Urba Gunja has been reporting from Paris all week. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.